praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for everything that he's doing. Thank God for the set man and woman of this house, Bishop Stephen Lyons and First Lady Miriam Lyons. Let's give them a hand, you all. Amen. So we thank God for their leadership. And, you know, I normally don't start out like that, but I believe that this message is connected to that, to leadership and how leadership should be. And so we're going to start off with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you God glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. There is none like you. You are our strength. You are our shield. You are our buckler. You are our protector. You are the great I am that I am. You're Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. And so we just thank you for everything, Lord God. Hide me behind the cross that I may speak your word with power, simplicity, and with clarity. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you. Amen and amen. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, today I want to talk to you about a message that I believe that will help take not just you, but the ministry itself to another realm. And it's called Alignment, Divine Order. Alignment, Divine Order. And you may ask yourself, well, where is this coming from? Well, as I began to meditate on it, there were several directions I was telling Pastor Gross. I was like, which way, Lord? Which way do I go? Left, right? Which way? Forward, backwards? Which way? What do you want me to speak concerning this message? And, he began to remind me, say, you've been speaking it now for quite a bit. It's about alignment. It's about divine order. And so as I was meditating last night, I came up, if y'all can see the screen, in the back, it doesn't give the full glimpse of it, but in the back, that is a vending machine. That is a vending machine. And if you look at the vending machine, on it, you have the pieces of the armor. And then on the screen of it, you have a man and a woman. And then on the screen of it, you have that little sign that says out of order. What does that mean? Listen, you cannot operate the tools in the vending machine if you're out of order. In other words, if you're not in alignment with God. And so as we continue on, it says, works best when in alignment with God. Talking about the vending machine, right? Assignments follow when back in order. So the thing is, listen, if we want God to use us, and I'm sure we do, we desire, the important thing for us to do is to get back in what? Order. It's right there. Get back in order. There's no guessing about it. What are we talking about? When we talk about getting in order, we're talking about being obedient to the call. One of the characters that I think about and talks that follows this order of divine order is King David. Think about King David for a moment. King David, before he was elevated, before he was promoted, there were some things, and we may see them as menial things, that God gave him to do. He entrusted him to some small things and said, listen, I want to see if I can trust you in this. A lot of us, we're waiting for that big debut. We're looking for that big assignment, that big appointment. But what about the small things that God gave you? Are we fulfilling those small things that we say, oh, that's nothing, God. That doesn't mean much right now, God. I'm ready for the big things. How can we handle the big things if we're not yet learned to handle the small things? And there's a passage of scripture that talks about, here goes Pastor Gross, we're shifting another message. There's a passage of the scripture that talks about the talents. You know, one had five talents, one had two, and one had one. The one who had five, he began, the Lord of the land went away. right? And he entrusted them with these talents or gifts, and some passage of scripture is talking about money. So he wanted to know, the Lord of the land wanted to know, hey, what are you going to do with what I gave you? Are you going to master what I gave you? Are you going to invest what I gave you? Are you going to produce with what I gave you? And so the one who had five, he used his. And then the Lord of the land, he came back and he said to him, he said, you know, what did you do with what I gave you? And he was so excited. He said, Lord, Master, I've taken, you know, what you gave me, and I invested and I applied it. And he produced, right? And so the Lord of the land said, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful of a few things, and I will make you ruler over many. What did he do? Then he gave him five more. Why? Because he knew he can entrust him with what he gave him. And then we have the other one who had what? How many talents? Two. Now, again, some of you say, well, I don't have all the talents like this person and all this like the other person, but I have maybe one or two, right? And so the one who had the two, again, he told the Lord, listen, I took what you gave me and I invested it. And the Lord of the land, he looked at him, he said, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful of a few things. Now I will make you ruler of what? Over many. And so what did he do? He gave him two more talents. So the one who had five now has what? The one who has five now has what? This is Bible study, right? This have 10, right? Sunday school. Okay, the one who has two now has what? Four. Now listen to what the one who had one talent did. He said, Master, I knew, Willie, come here for a second. Come on down here for a second, Willie. I'm going to use you as a prop. So this is, watch the camera there. This is the one who had one talent. This is the Lord. And so the Lord came back. Okay. Will you just stand there, Willie? I'm the one who had the one talent. Okay. Say, Master, I'm so excited to see you.
What did you do with the talents I gave you?
Well, look, I know you are a hard taskmaster. I know you are hard to please. See his eyes?
Look at his eyes.
I know you were hard to please, so, you know, I didn't want to waste it, so I took it and I buried it. And I know you probably would have been pleased with me, but you're not looking like you're pleased. So that's what I did.
You wicked and slothful, depart from me, servant. Depart from me.
What do you mean, depart from me, from you? But I, what do you mean? I was afraid. Wait.
Use it.
But, Master, I didn't want to waste it. I was a little fearful. I was afraid.
Depart from me. What? I never knew you.
Try my best, Master, but why you call me wicked? I was just, you know, I just didn't use what you gave me.
You didn't use them. So you're wicked.
Depart from me.
I never knew you.
Come on, let's give God a hand of praise. Thank you, Willie. So, listen, I know that's a simple scene, but how many of us, when Christ comes again, will be able to stand before him and say, God, I did all that you asked me to do. I used all that you gave me to use. Some of us make excuses, but here's the thing. He's given us the equipment that we need to get done what he's instructed us to do. But Master, you don't know there's warfare out there. You just don't know. Master, every time I stepped out, the enemy was after me, and it just seemed he was knocking me upside the head. Every time I took one step, it just seemed like something else. It was one thing after the other. But God gave us the equipment that we need to get it done. God gave us the armor that we need to battle against the forces of darkness. Back to the vending machine. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Y'all was probably like, well, where's the scripture at, Apostle? Where's it? Ephesians, look at this. Ephesians chapter 6. And it's so amazing. You know, we normally go all the way down to verse 10. But y'all, I think Ephesians 6 is so strategic because where does it start out? It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. So it started with the children, right? Getting the children in what? Order. Mm-hmm. And then it says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is what? The first commandment with what? Promise. And this is what will happen. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on earth. This is a promise, right? But we got to do it, right? Okay, then it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and admonition of the Lord. Other words, listen, if our children are doing what they need to be doing, we don't provoke them to anger to get them off course. We don't try to agitate them when they're doing the best that they can do, right? One of the things that we really need to do if our children, we see our children struggling, we need to instead encourage them. Don't talk to them about all the wrong things they're doing. Sometimes the children want, it's a message for the parents, sometimes children really want to know, am I doing a good job? Mama, do you approve of me? Daddy, do you approve of me? Because your approval means a lot to them. More than, thank you, First Lady, it means everything to them. And so, let's continue on. Then it says, here we go, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the what? The flesh, with fear and trembling, with singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Now get this. We are to obey them who have rule over us, those who are leading and guiding us, right? And so one of the things is point out here, we shouldn't just do what we need to do or should be doing when the master, our master is looking, let's say God, our master, Or what about our leaders? Not just when pastor is looking at us, not when bishop is looking at us, not when the elders are looking at us, not when Pastor Gross is looking at us, not just when the evangelist is looking at us. We should be doing what God has called us to do without reservation. And then it says, servant, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with what? Fear and trembling. In singleness of your what? Heart, as unto Christ. Not with what? Eye service. Somebody say, not with eye service. Not as what? As men pleasers, but as servants of Christ. Doing the will of God from what? From the heart. So we're doing what we should be doing anyway, not just because pastor asked us to do it, but because God, the Holy Spirit, prompted us to do it. And we say, even when pastor is not looking at us, I'm going to do what I need to do because this is what God called me to do. Again, it's a message for the leadership. It's a message for the leadership. Why? Because one person, one man, or one woman cannot carry the full what? Load. So other words, in order for this ship to sail, it takes many components for this ship to sail and to sail correctly, right? And so if everybody is doing their part in the ship, with the ship, amen, we will get to our what? Destination. But if we have one, let's say, for instance, the ship has a sail. Well, you got one job, just one job, and that's to control the sail. But you being lackadaisical, oh, I got time, you know, they got it together, I'll let them do it. You just got what? One job. And you say, oh, I got time. Man, let me take some extra hours of sleep, you know, and rest on up. You just got what? One job. Well, you know, so-and-so can do that. I can get someone. Matter of fact, let's get a little Kyrie to do it. He can do it, right? No, you just got one job, and God assigned who? You to that one job. And the question is, are you doing what God called who? You to do. Or are you making excuses? Will you be like the person who had the one talent and made all the excuses in the world? God is expecting us to develop what he has given us. If we are out of order, out of alignment, the assignments that God has for us will not follow. If we're in alignment with God, God will give us assignment because he knows he can do what? Trust us. Everybody say, trust us. But we got to do the simple, mundane things. Things that are simple. Now, let's go real quick. Let's go into verse 7 of Ephesians chapter 6. So it says, with goodwill doing service as to who? One more time, as to who? So we do what we do as unto the Lord, not unto man. Not what? To men, as the word says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. I think part of the problem in the body of Christ is we wait till we get perfect before we even want to take one step. God is not waiting for you to be perfect. He's just waiting for you to be obedient. And if you are obedient to the call, he will equip you with what you need to be equipped with. Matter of fact, he will show you so plainly what you need to do. Amen. You say, okay, God, I don't know what I'm doing, but you call me to it. I'm just going to trust you. Somebody say, trust the process. And that's all God is asking us to do. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if we look at our life over the years, I'm sure there are many things that we started, we didn't have the whole picture of it. Think about your job that you own or occupation. Did you know everything about that job when you started? No, but you know, you knew you wanted the job and you knew that God gave you an opportunity. You knew that God was appointing you. You knew that God was promoting you. And because of that, you went into that job with what? With faith, knowing that you'll be able to do it. Now, here's the thing. I'm almost wrapping it up here. When you begin going forth in the thing that God has called you to do, the enemy's aim is to make you get out of order. That's his aim. That's his aim. I see Lisa, she's kind of focused right now. Let me throw her off. Let me make her focus turn elsewhere because right now she's too focused and she's too dangerous to my kingdom. This is Satan talking. Look at Shan. Shan, she's got too much joy. And because she's got too much joy, I got to knock some of that joy off of her. Because why? When you have the joy of the Lord, you have what? Strength. So if the enemy can rob you of your strength, amen, of your joy, you know he got your strength, right? If the enemy, hallelujah, if the enemy can rob you of your focus, you know you won't have the what? The peace that you need. Or if he can rob you of your peace, you know you won't be focused on doing the things that God called you to do. And then you say, oh, Sister Miriam, Let me get rid of some of her love. You know, she loving people too much. She's too dangerous to the kingdom. Because I know when the people come through the doors, they need to feel loved. And she's just, you know, loving them, and she's just telling them how much she cares. But I need to change her focus and have her to be bitter. I need to have her look the other way. I need to be too busy and to be consumed about herself and not about others. Because I know love, this is Satan talking, I know love covers a multitude of sin. And so if she's, amen, showing them love, amen, that sin where they felt the guilt and where they felt the shame, amen, and where they felt defeated, amen, it will fall off of them because First Lady Miriam is showing them the love. And then Shan, amen, she shows that joy. And so when they come around Shan and they just see that smile, amen, and they know the trials that Shan is going through, it's like, how in the world? Where did you get that joy from, sister? Where's that joy? Amen. And then when they look at Lisa and say, why is she so focused? Why, she just got all this peace. Where has she got this peace? Where is it coming from? And then, listen, I want some of that you got. What is that? Where did you get that from? And then you'll be able to give them the testimony and let them know that I got it from Jesus and that I serve Jesus. And listen, then you'll be able to tell, listen, just be obedient. Just be obedient. Just stay in order and you won't get out of order. And when you're in order, hallelujah, God will begin to do miraculous things in your life. Just serve him. Let me say that again. Just serve him. Let me say that again. Just wait on him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. So when you felt like you were too tired and you didn't have the strength, God said, just take one step. Okay, God, but it's difficult. But I'll do it, God. Not my will, but at your word, God. He says, take another step. And then before you know it, you're like, okay, God. Okay, I feel a little strength here. And God said, keep moving. And before you know it, you're starting to stand up straight. Your back was aching with pain, but before he said, take another step. And when you took that other step, before you know it, you look back and I say, my God, it's gone. The oppression, the sickness, the affliction, the anger, the bipolar. The diabetes. The blindness. What happens when we wait upon the Lord? Serve him. Just serve him. What does a waiter do for their customers? They serve them. That's all God is saying. Listen, I'm going to give you an order. I'm going to give you an order. And I want you just to carry out the orders. And the more orders that you carry out, look at this, the more perfected you get at that gift. But if you don't do the orders, carry out the orders that God has requested, he's not going to give you anything more. Because he's not going to waste the gift, just like Willie was standing up here. He's not going to give you another gift because you're just going to waste it. You're going to bury it. And but what is he going to do? He's going to give it to somebody else. So here we go. Now, how do we handle this? How do we handle it when the adversary comes our way? Look here. And ye masters, verse 9 to Ephesians 6, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Listen, what God is doing for her, him, her, and him, he can also do it for who? You. Because God has no respecter of persons. We always think maybe they got this magic. that allows them to be successful. And maybe they just got this. No, it's willful awe. It's willful obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Just do the simple things that God has asked you to do, and you will find out that God has more assignments for you because he can entrust you. And then he says, I got a couple of more minutes, and he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in who? In the Lord. The problem is we're trying to be strong in ourselves. Be strong in the Lord, and then the what? And then the power of his might. Then he gives us, he said, go to your vending machine and get the armor that you need in the vending machine, y'all. He said, because the enemy is coming your way, and he wants to make sure that you can stand. He said, put on the what? Whole armor of God. That means that vending machine should be empty. That's your personal vending machine. But part of the problem is that all of the pieces of the armor are still in the vending machine because you're out of order. Look, I'm out of the picture. But God said, get back in order. Get back in alignment. When you're in alignment with me, then I'll give you the pieces of armor, and I'll show you even how to use those pieces of armor. He said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the what? Everybody say whole armor. That you may be able to stand against what? The wiles, the different tricks of the enemy. Listen, stop giving the enemy so much credit. Let me say it again. Stop giving the enemy so much credit. Instead, turn that thing around and say, no, but God is giving. And when he tells you you're losing, you say, no, but I'm more than a conqueror. When he tells you you can't do that, no, he said, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When he tells you, no, that your sickness and you're afflicted with pain, he said, no, by his stripes I am healed. Uh-huh. When the enemy tells tries to talk to you about your marriage, you begin to tell him, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So we begin to use the word of God. Okay, here we go. He says, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Listen, you all, I'm telling you, God was sharing something with me, and to somebody else it may be simple, but to me it was a revelation. God said, listen, your warfare, part of your warfare is in your emotions. He said, you need to cast out those emotions, that anger, that bitterness, woe is me, nobody cares about. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. That's not me. That's not me. Well, you don't know how to do that, so you just might as well give it up, helplessness. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. God has given me the authority. God has given me the power. And so here are the pieces, y'all, of the armor. He says, what? Wherefore, take unto you the what? Whole armor of God. Notice he said, take the whole armor of God again. Again. He said, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Notice he said, stand again. It's an emphasis on that. And having done all, here we go again, to what? To stand. Look at verse 14. Then he says it again. Stand, therefore, look to your neighbor and say, stand. There's a reason why he says stand, because you're going to have to encounter some blows from the enemy. And no matter how the enemy is blowing your way, amen, no matter what's coming your way, you got to keep fighting. He says, therefore, stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with what? Truth. You know, you got that belt on. Here's that belt. Put the belt of truth. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. And he says, having on the what? Breastplate of what? Righteousness. Uh-huh. And then he says, having your feet what? Shod with what? The preparation of the gospel of peace. And then he says, and above all, somebody say above all. And then he says, above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. If he says above all, that means that you're going to have a lot of fiery darts that are coming your way. So you're going to have to put up that shield of faith, amen, and block every dart of the enemy. Silence the noise. Silence the noise. What the enemy meant for evil, God can turn it around and make it work for you good. And here it is. Here it is. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the what? Helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. Praying always with what? All prayer and supplication in the what? In the Spirit. Watching thereunto with all what? Perseverance and supplication. For who? For who? For who? All the saints. That means we need to take the focus off of who? Off ourselves and put it on somebody else. Look at the little children. Look at, amen, the youth. Look at the new members. Look at those who come through the doors just to visit. Take your focus off yourself. Just for a moment if you can. And then grow from there. Amen. Alignment. Divine order. It works best when you're in alignment with God. Assignments follow when you're back in order. And I want to say, get in order. Amen.